A senior is sharing her dream about affordable housing for herself other seniors in Williams Lake. Shelley Showbridge, 72, shared her ideas with about 25 people during a meeting she hosted at the Seniors Activity Center on Wednesday, April 17. I was told by Eva Navro at the Seniors Advocate Services on average 2 to 4 people per day come in and ask for housing needs, she said. They are living in substandard housing, they are dealing with abuse where they are living, they cannot afford it, any number of reasons. Some seniors are living in homeless shelters and on the streets, she said. I would have never expected it in Williams Lake, but it is happening. The Dream Housing Showbridge is envisioning is the result of 8 months of research, talking with other seniors, plus some preliminary meetings with Mayor Surinder Pal Raythor and MLA Lorne Dorkson. Proposing a 6-story building with 60 to 101 or 2-bedroom apartments in it, Showbridge said it would need to be accessible, welcoming, encouraging, inspiring, interesting, safe, affordable, attractive, and a place that builds community, friendships, skills, and relationships. It needs to be a place where people can say, "This is where I want to spend the rest of my life," she said. Smiling, she noted she has built it in her head already and it meets every single need she has identified by talking to other people. Inside the building, she would like to see wide hallways, good lighting, security, large rooms for events, laundry on every floor, and areas outside for garden boxes, visiting with neighbors, family, and friends. Referring to successes in other communities, she encouraged people to check out the Yukon Housing Corporation, who by focusing on housing for seniors has seen population growth. Mayor Raythor said the city is 100% behind the idea and encouraged Showbridge to make a presentation to City Council. Dorkson said seniors' housing is a huge issue. I'm certainly lending my support to it. 100 Mile is working on something similar and already has the land, Dorkson said. Showbridge suggested Patrick Reed Park on Boundary Street as a possible location, but one woman at the meeting told her, "Don't take away our park." Suggesting a non-profit organization could be formed to start the housing project, Showbridge is also asking if there is an existing non-profit organizations in Williams Lake interested in taking the lead. Another meeting to tackle the idea will be held Wednesday, May 29 at 2 p.m. at the Seniors Activity Center, and anyone who is interested or has expertise or experience to attend. Showbridge can be reached at 250-267-8314 for anyone who has some insights to share or wants to ask questions. Read more. BC Greens want rent hike limits tied to units, instead of renters. Read more. BC offering one-time rental benefit for some low-income families, seniors. Don't miss out on reading the latest local, provincial, and national news offered at the Williams Lake Tribune. Sign up for our free newsletter here.